Conversation 2. Hello, Mike. Did you enjoy the weekend in Paris?
Yes, it was great, Mom. Look, I bought you a bottle of wine and a necktie for Dad.
Thank you, dear. That's lovely. But you did not have to do that.
Well, I don't often buy you presents, and I don't often go abroad either.
You had been to London, Liverpool, and Edinburgh, hadn't you? Anyway, tell me about your trip. What did you do on Friday night?
Well, we had a quite good flight, and we got to the hotel at about 7 p.m. We had a super dinner. Then Clive, Tim, and I went to a bar.
Just you three?
Yes. No one else wanted to come. All the others were too tired. Then on Saturday morning, we did some shopping, and of course, we watched the international rugby football match in the afternoon. The match was a draw, but England was lucky not to lose.
Where else did you go? Didn't you look around the Louvre?
Yes, but it was a lightning visit, and we went up the Eiffel Tower, too. But we didn't have much time for else. We were told not to be late for checking in at the airport, and we had to rush like mad. When we got there, though, we found we needn't have hurried, because the flight had been delayed for an hour.
What else did you buy, then?
Let me see. A few souvenirs, some postcards, a bottle of perfume for Janet. Nothing else because I ran out of money. By the way, can you lend me £100, Mom?
So that's the price of my French wine, is it?
Questions 5 to 8 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
Question 5.
What did Mike buy for his father?
Question 6.
What did Mike do after a super dinner on Friday night?
Question 7.
What do we know about Mike from the conversation?
Question 8.
Why did Mike want to borrow some money?